Friday, June the 25th. Hello, my darling. How are you tonight? Well, I hope that airplane there ain't too much roar. I imagine it is. That generator, when it don't make much noise, that aircraft probably making a whole lot of noise in there. Went TDY, like I told you in the last take. We left here Monday about 2:30, quarter to 3. I guess about 2:30. When he flew out of here, went down south, went to the same base that the Bob Hope show was at that I went to. We stayed there overnight, picked up a fire truck. It's called a P6 fire truck. It's just a Dodge pickup with this kit in the back of it. So actually we just drove back here in a pickup. But that is some beautiful country over there on the other side of the mountains. It's southwest of us. And it's in the mountain area. I got about 60 slides through the whole trip. A lot of them I took in the mountains. Up there showing you, I hope they come out where, is what I was trying to take, is different pictures of the mountains showing you how rugged and jagged they were. I'd flown there when I went to Bangkok. I also flew to that same base. And even when I went to Bob Hope show, I never noticed how rugged the mountains were when I flew over them. Except for this time when I went down, I could see how rugged they were. Then we started driving back. They were really rough and jagged mountains. The roads are real nice. We had some dirt roads going on. You'll have pictures of that. Some chewed up roads, but mostly they were pretty good roads. We got pictures of quite a few different temples. As you can see, the temples we got here and what we took there, most all the temples look the same, except for them big ones in Bangkok. And then we got a picture of, I think I took 9 or 10 pictures of one temple there. It was a big, beautiful thing. It was a real old one, and they were remodeling it or refinishing it. So you can probably see the scaffolds and everything built up on the side. And I think every picture I got, I almost had the tower in all of them. It was about a mile before we got to it. We looked off the road, about half a mile out off the road that we was on. We could see this tower up there, the top of the temple, and the sun was shining on it just right, and it was just looked like a great big piece of gold sticking up there in the air. So we pulled off, found a road we figured would go there, and pulled off that road and went down it, drove right up to it. And some pictures, we found cornfields. We took pictures of cornfields, which I had the mountains in the background of it, but we had a stretch 50 or 60 miles long going down the road. Both sides of the road was nothing but cornfields, and it was just as far back into the mountains as you could see. There was nothing but cornfields, and from the cornfields it turned into bean fields, regular green beans. And that went on for about 15-20 miles like that, and I went back into a cornfield, and we had beans again. And we come to this village. Well, just before we got to the village, we could see all these pineapple trees out there, and got into the village, and they had pineapples all over the town. People had it in these little carts they push around in back of trucks and in big trucks and everything. I started to buy some pineapple then and bring them back up here, and I figure, well, I'll wait till I get to the next town and probably get some. Never did see any more. After we run out of pineapples, well, we got into groves of bananas. And they was harvesting bananas. They had them all along the road too. We didn't see but 3 or 4 trees with the bananas on. They were just little bitty things and green yet. these bananas here aren't like what we get at home. I mean, they look everything alike, but the taste of them is different. They're a real sweet banana. It's a lot sweeter than what we have. I don't know why they're any sweeter or anything, but I just know they're sweeter banana. With this trip, why, at least now me and Carol can say we've seen Thailand, because we covered, well, we drove 450 miles is what it was. First day we drove 213 and got to another base and stayed there overnight, and then came up here and got up here Wednesday night. To leave that base we had to drive almost to Bangkok before we could hit a road that came north again. But after we left that second base to come up here, seems like this country that we got right around here, all the rice fields and stuff, it's all the way from that base clear up to here. Well, it looks like I'm about to run out of tape here. I better wait a second here and look at it. Now I got a little bit more. I didn't want to run off like you said you did. Of course, this is the tape that this whole side here that I didn't get. And the other side is all right. One thing I was looking for when we seen all the corn fields and bean fields, I was looking for some tomato fields. I was going to get me some tomatoes. We ain't had no tomatoes over here. Sometimes we get little ones in the mess hall, but they're little bitty things and they're green, tasteless. I wanted a good tomato. I guess I'll have to wait till I get home to get the tomato. Well, I guess it's time I better turn this thing over here. If you won't be so slow. I don't see why you're so slow, because I got bigger hands and get down in here. It should be harder for me to thread this than it would be for you. Especially on the little spool.